Now we will begin our meeting, and I would like to call on President Killeen to introduce the university officers and the Senate observers who are here as our guests.
Thank you, Chairman Coritz, and good morning, everybody. At this time, I would like to introduce our treasurer, Lester H. McKeever, Jr., partner at Mitchell Titus Law Firm in Chicago. Also, we have Chancellor and Vice President Michael Amoridis from Chicago, Chancellor and Vice President Robert Jones from Urbana, Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield, and the other university officers and staff, University Counsel Thomas Barrows, Vice President, Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller Avijit Ghosh, Executive Director for University Relations Thomas Hardy, Vice President for Economic Development and Innovation Ed Seidel, Secretary of the Board of Trustees in the University D.D. Williams, and Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs Barbara Wilson. And I just want to note, I didn't use the word interim or acting in any of those introductions.
Hooray.
Yay.
Representing the University Senate's conference and the Urbana Senate, Bettina Francis. Thank you, Bettina. Associate Professor, Department of Entomology at Urbana. Representing the Chicago Senate, Donald Wink, Professor of the Department of Chemistry. Representing the Springfield Senate, Magic Wade, Assistant Professor, Department of Political Sciences. Representing the academic professional staff, Amy Hovius, University Professional Personnel Advisory Committee Chair, Council of Academic Professionals Chair, and Research IT Support Lead at the Campus Research IT in Urbana. Also in attendance is Professor Joyce Tolliver, Chair of the University Senate Conference, and Associate Professor, Center for Translational Studies, Department of Spanish and Portuguese in Urbana. And with your permission, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make some opening comments.
Please
for the meeting,
sir.
As well. It's hard to imagine that the fall semester started just a month ago, because it feels like we've been on a whirlwind ride and racking up perhaps even what feels like a year's worth of accomplishments. Flurry of exciting news that has pumped even more fuel into what we all believe is strong upward momentum, and it's my pleasure just to share a few of the highlights. On enrollment, this fall brought another year of record enrollment across the University of Illinois system, with a nearly 3% increase to about 85,600 students, an all-time high, for the sixth straight year, and the gains made keep us on track to meet our ambitious five-year goal of topping 93,000 students by 2021. We're exactly on that planned line. We also saw system-wide increases in other strategic key areas where we are focusing attention through our planning strategic framework, the roadmap for the future. And that includes, importantly, enrollment of in-state undergraduates, which also saw a 3% increase as we continue working hard to stem out-migration to other states that is a loss for Illinois and its economy. Our growth is rooted, we believe, in ongoing efforts to promote both affordability and academic excellence. An in-state tuition freeze that you approved, a dramatic increase in financial aid, and new initiatives to expand our world-class facilities and faculty. On faculty hiring, for example, we added to our already extraordinary faculty ranks this fall with our first cohort from the President's Distinguished Faculty Hiring Program. We added acclaimed experts in critical fields such as electronics innovation, cancer treatment, regenerative medicine, pain management, public finance, and public policy, and the history of science. And it's just the start of a three-year, $60 million initiative that will add to the great faculty who define us and make us a magnet for both students and research funding. We also continue working towards another new hiring program that will bring in hundreds of assistant professors over the next 5 years to maintain right-sized classes today for our growing enrollment, and also these individuals become the stars of tomorrow. Along with enrollment, our fundraising efforts have also reached historic highs. Last week, our partners at the foundation announced that new business for the fiscal year that ended last June hit an all-time high of $498.5 million. That's nearly $500 million. We didn't quite make it, but maybe next year. And up about $212 million, or 75% from the year before. And it's $63 million more than the previous record high of about $435 million set in fiscal year 2013. So the foundation's success is tied to the historic fundraising campaigns that we launched, again with your approval last fall, at each of our universities that seek to raise a combined $3.1 billion over the next 5 years. Certainly the most ambitious fundraising campaign ever, and we are already over halfway towards our goal, less than a year after the announcement of the public phase. So the entire U of I family, I believe, owes a deep debt of gratitude to our donors for their loyalty and generosity, and to Jim Moore and his team at the foundation for their leadership. We also continue to make remarkable progress towards the Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network, the statewide initiatives we are leading to drive progress in economic development. During the first week of classes, we hosted forums to update faculty and staff on each of our universities and to lay out our priorities for the $500 million in state funding approved last spring to develop DPI and IIN. The forums, the faculty forums, also provided an opportunity to introduce Bill Sanders, whose appointment you will consider today as interim director of the DPI. Bill is an award-winning educator and researcher and served as head of Urbana's acclaimed Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering since 2014. He will lead all facets of the operation, including planning to build a new institute, faculty and staff hiring, development of research and educational programs, and forging agreements with corporate and academic partners, all under the leadership of Ed Seidel, our Vice President for Innovation. We also continue to make strong headway in each of these areas, and announcements are expected later this year, so please keep paying attention. We also, in our first weeks, provided a unique opportunity for our students to get a lesson in civics earlier this, former President Obama accepted our invitation to receive the Paul H. Douglas Award for Ethics in Government. The award is presented annually by our Institute of Government and Public Affairs, and we were delighted that he also agreed to deliver an on-campus address to students. And as I walked out to look at our students filling the Follinger Auditorium, they were looking just fabulous. Many of them had dressed up for the occasion, incredibly diverse, excited group, so it was a wonderful event. The speech at Follinger Auditorium drew students from each of our campuses, and nearly 22,000 from here in Urbana registered for a lottery that randomly selected less than 1,000 ticket winners. So we've had a memorable few weeks, Mr. Chair, for the beginning of the 2018-19 academic year. There is much more to come, and we'll get started in just a few minutes when we roll out a newly minted report for you with a new round of exciting news on economic impact. My thanks to all, again, as usual, for your leadership, support, and presence here at these important board meetings.
Thank you, Tim. Regarding Discovery Partners Institute and Illinois Innovation Network, I was just wondering if the chancellors perhaps would like to comment on how they believe their university will be involved with DPI and also as a site for IIN. Whoever would like to speak first.
Well, since you're gesturing my way, I'd be happy to speak first.
Thank you.
So good morning, everybody, and I appreciate this opportunity. The DPI IIN project has created some tremendous excitement, not only on the UIS campus, but in the city of Springfield. As of August 1, the university has acquired Innovate Springfield, a successful downtown business incubator and social innovation center. We garnered financial support for this acquisition from the local community foundation, the city of Springfield, and a new economic development corporation on whose board I am a member. The U of I system has matched that financial support, and we announced in a recent press conference attended by the governor, President Colleen, and several trustees that the Innovate Springfield business incubator will be the heart of the first hub of the Illinois Innovation Network. We have since submitted a proposal for the hub and are now in the process of land acquisition downtown near the state capitol and planning for a capital project for this endeavor. So we're very excited about that. The Springfield Hub will serve as a catalyst for innovation, entrepreneurship, and economic development for Sangamon County. Leveraging the capabilities of UIS, the entire DPI and Illinois Innovation Network to expand opportunities for students, increase collaboration with business and industry, and most importantly, contribute in positive ways to economic prosperity in Central Illinois and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you, Chancellor.
Mr. Chairman, DPI represents a unique opportunity for the University of Illinois at Chicago, as it does for the system, but you are asking me to speak on behalf of the University of Illinois at Chicago. It gives us the opportunity to contribute to the economy of the state in a fashion that is facilitated by the strength of the system, in a way that we cannot do uniquely as a university, but we can do much better as a system, teaming together with the other two sister institutions in the system and a number of other partner institutions that we expect that they are going to be involved in the DPI. It will also strengthen our Chicago-based campus, and it will allow us to build on the two areas that we are very well known and a number of ones that they are emerging right now. Just to give you an example, we are one of the top five pharmacy colleges in the country. Our drug discovery efforts have been outstanding, and they classify us in the top 20 in terms of royalty revenue producing in the country. That's an area that nationally and internationally are very well organized, and that's an area that is actually very fertile for work within the DPI. Our computer science and computer engineering programs also are booming in the last few years. By now, our College of Engineering has more than 5,500 students, and the majority of them are in IT-related disciplines. These are just two of the examples of what we bring to the table and where we're going to be able to assist DPI at the same time that the university has a great advantage from having the DPI there. And the kicker in all of this is that it's in our own backyard. It's within walking distance from the University of Illinois campus. Our students, our faculty members, will be able to go back and forth there on a daily basis. So we're very excited about it. We think that we will be able to bring our unique strengths to the table, and we think that we are going to be able to benefit from the unique arrangement that the system is creating there and the relationships with other universities and industry.
Excuse me. Thank you, Chancellor Emeritus. Chancellor Jones?
Yes. For University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, the land-grant university in this wonderful University of Illinois system, DPI represents to us the embodiment of what the land-grant mission must look like in the next 50 years of our existence. It really is a contemporary version of the rethinking and kind of renewal of that land-grant mission to serve the people. I think we all realize, and as we've demonstrated, President Killeen on his leadership has demonstrated, this university has, this system has the capacity to drive the economic vitality of the entire state. In fact, I think many people depend on us to do that. For this campus specifically, the DPI provides an opportunity for us to do something that was part of my vision when I accepted this job. President Killeen would tell you one of the first conversations we had was that I hope that you are going to be supportive of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign having a strategic and high impact presence in the city of Chicago as we continue to expand the excellence in the area that we're anchored here in Urbana-Champaign. DPI is really the best opportunity I could have imagined, and it was great to know that people were already thinking about how that would be orchestrated and what it would look like. For us, it means a way of really driving home the following of key goals and objectives. Data sciences, from our perspective, is the biggest opportunity that if we don't invest and start to think more strategically about that, not only on this campus, but how it impacts the whole state, through DPI is a tremendous opportunity. The translational capabilities of this research will be greatly enhanced by the DPI. We see it as an opportunity to think differently about the whole computational capacity of this university that's represented by the National Supercomputer Center and other computational assets that we have. And two other assets that we think are going to be a critical part of the DPI is our research park. Sometimes because it's there, we drive through it, we probably don't stop to reflect on what a transformative idea that has been since its inception, and how, as a part of the DPI and the Illinois Innovation Network, it will further expand in the next decade to be more of a driver, not only here in Urbana-Champaign, but across the entire state. And then lastly, one entity that I care greatly about is our extension operation as well, the Illinois Extension Service. This is another entity that we think is going to be transformed by starting to think, you're bringing in more system thinking. And a lot of that, frankly, is precipitated by the DPI opportunity. So hope you see that we're very excited about this. We see us playing a very key role along with the not only our colleagues from the other two universities, but all of higher education across the state to really make this overwhelming success. So we are very, very pleased to be a part of it.
Well, thank you all for your visionary thoughts. It's great to see that you're also engaged in this huge project, which just has such unlimited potential.